거기서 to comprise the meditation on the Blessed Sacrament. Blessed host, our only hope in the toil and monotony of everyday life. O blessed host, our only hope and amid the ruin of our hopes and endeavors. O blessed host, our only hope in the midst of the ravages of the enemy and the efforts of hell. O blessed host, I trust in you where the burdens are beyond my strength and I find my efforts are fruitless. O blessed host, I trust in you when storms toss my heart about and my fearful spirit tends to despair. O blessed host, I trust in you when my heart is about to tremble and mortal sweat moistens my brow. O blessed host, I trust in you when everything conspires against me and black despair creeps into my soul. O blessed host, I trust in you when my eyes will begin to grow dim to all temporal things, and for the first time my spirit will behold the unknown worlds. O blessed host, I trust in you when my task will be beyond my strength and adversity will become my daily lot. Trust in the host, the Blessed Sacrament. O blessed host, I trust in you when the practice of virtue will appear difficult for me and my nature will grow rebellious. O blessed host, I trust in you when hostile blows will aim against me. O blessed host, I trust in you when my toils and efforts will be misjudged by others. O blessed host, I trust in you when your judgments will resound over me. It is then that I will trust in the sea of your mercy. So this is very beautiful. So let us keep this unique trust in the Blessed Sacrament. O most Holy Trinity, I trust in infinite mercy. God is my Father, and so I, his child, and every claim to his divine heart. And the greater the darkness, the more complete our trust should be. I do not understand how it is possible not to trust in him who can do all things. With him, everything. Without him, nothing. He is the Lord. He will not allow those who have placed all their trust in him to be put to shame. January 10, 1935, Thursday. In the evening, during benediction, such thoughts as these began to distress me. Is not perhaps all this that I am saying about God's great mercy just a lie or an illusion? You see, temptation is always there. At times with high spirit and with all the inspiration, and suddenly it's a big question mark. Is it true? When I'm doing the right thing, it's real. This kind of distraction. It's real. It's real temptation. It's not that you can imagine. So consolation for us. So many times we don't believe so much. Well, this is temptation only. And I wanted to think about this for a while when I heard a strong and clear inner voice saying, everything that you say about my goodness is true. Language has no adequate expression to extol my goodness. This word was so filled with power and so clear that I would give my life in declaring they came from God. I can tell this by the profound peace that accompanied them at the time and that still remains with me. This is the word of the Holy Spirit. And you have that kind of peace. enduring inside interior peace. And this is a sign of the presence of the Holy Spirit. This peace gives me such great strength and power that all difficulties, adversities, sufferings, and death itself are as nothing. This light gave me a glimpse of the truth that all my efforts to bring souls to know the mercy of the divine, of the Lord, are very pleasing to God. And from this springs such great hope in my soul that I do not know whether it could be any greater in heaven. Oh, if souls would only be willing to listen, at least a little, to the voice of the conscience and the voice, that is, the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. I say, at least a little, because once we open ourselves to the influence of the Holy Spirit, He Himself will fulfill what is lacking in us. Do your part. Open, and the Holy Spirit will work. Kind of automatically. At least you have to open your heart. New Year, 1935. Jesus likes to intervene in the smallest details of my life, and He often fulfills secret wishes of mine that I sometimes hide from Him, although I know that from Him nothing can be hidden. Maybe He didn't share in your prayer, just deep inside her mind something, as if she didn't share with Jesus, no? But Jesus knows everything, right? She said. There is a custom among us of drawing by lots on New Year's Day special patrons for ourselves for the whole year. In the morning, during meditation, there arose within me a secret desire that the Eucharistic Jesus be my special patron for this year also, as in the past. So they just, in the community, they just by not, you know, all the names, St. Teresa, Dominic, that will be the whole year, and also Jesus in the whole year. So secretly, she had in her mind, if I got Jesus in the host, it would be beautiful. Well, by lot, you don't know how. But hiding the desire from my beloved, I spoke to him about everything else but that. She didn't express her desire. When we came to the refectory for breakfast, we blessed ourselves and began drawing our patrons. When I approached the holy cards on which the names of the patrons were written, without hesitation, I took one. But I didn't read the name immediately. As I wanted to modify myself for a few minutes. Not so curious. It's mortification. Suddenly, I wanted to modify myself for a few minutes. Suddenly I heard a voice in my soul. I am your patron. Read. She dare read. She don't know what is exactly. Little girl, no? On one hand is mortification, on the other hand she doesn't want to, it's not Jesus, no? And that's a inner voice. Read. I looked once at the inscription and read, Patron for the year 1935, the most blessed Eucharist. So even your desire, Jesus knows us. My heart leapt with joy, and it slipped quietly away from the sisters and went for a short visit before the Blessed Sacrament. But it poured out my heart. But Jesus sweetly admonished me that I should be at that moment together with the sisters.
go back.
Go back to the refectory. It's not a time for adoration. I went immediately in obedience to the rule. She broke the rule a little bit. Suppose in the community, you know, and she's Holy Trinity, one God, incomprehensible in the greatness of your mercy for creatures, and especially for poor sinners. You have made known the abyss of your mercy, incomprehensible and unfathomable as it is to any mind, whether of man or angel. Our nothingness and our mystery are drowned in your greatness. O infinite goodness, who can ever praise you sufficiently? Can there be found a soul that understands you in your love? O Jesus, there are such souls, but they are few. One day, during the morning meditation, I heard this voice. I myself am your director. I was, I am, and I will be. And since you asked for visible help, I chose and gave you a director even before you had asked for my work required this. Know that the faults you commit against him wound my heart. Be especially on your guard against self-willfulness. Even the smallest thing should bear the seal of obedience. If a crushed and humbled heart, I beg forgiveness of Jesus for these faults. I also beg pardon of my spiritual director and resolve to do nothing rather than to do many things wrongly. O good Jesus, thank you for the great grace of making known to me what I am of myself, misery and sin and nothing more. I can do only one thing of myself, and that is to offend you, O my God, because misery can do no more of itself than offend you, O infinite goodness. Once I was asked to pray for a certain soul. I decided at once to make a novena to the merciful Lord, to which I added the mortification, namely that I would wear chains on both necks without holy mass. Throughout holy mass, the chain or the leg, there was something that you don't feel good, no? It's for medication. I've been doing this already for 3 days when I went to confession and told my spiritual director that I had undertaken this mortification, presuming permission to do so. I thought he would not object, but I heard the contrary. That is, that I should do nothing without permission. Oh my Jesus, so it was a willfulness again. But my faults do not discourage me. I know very well that I'm misery. Because of the condition of my health, I did not receive this permission. And my spiritual director was surprised that I had been allowing myself greater mortifications without his permission. I ask pardon for my self-willfulness, or rather for having presumed permission, and I ask him to change this mortification for another one. She just took for granted that the spiritual director might permit her to wear this chain, you know? My spiritual director replaced it with an interior mortification, namely, throughout Holy Mass, I was to meditate on why the Lord Jesus had submitted to being baptized. The meditation was no mortification for me, for thinking about God is a denial and not a modification. But there was a modification of the will in that I was not doing simply what I like, but what I was to do. And it is in this that interior modification consists. Likes thee, but you obey it. It's not easy. Eh? Many times we want to follow our own idea. It's better, greater, fruitful. And the other person tell you to do so, stupid. But that's your mortification. Do stupid things. That's more mortification than you do a smart thing. When I left the confessional and started to recite my penance, I heard these words: "I have granted the grace you asked for on behalf of that soul, but not because of the mortification you chose for yourself. Rather, it was because of your act of complete obedience to my representative that I grant this grace to that soul for whom you interceded and begged mercy. Know that when you modify your own self-will, then mine reigns within you." Obedience is so more modification than just doing, some outward things. "Oh my Jesus, be patient with me. I'll be more careful in the future. I will rely not upon myself, but upon your grace and your very great goodness to miserable me." On one occasion, Jesus gave me to know that when I pray for intentions which people are wont to entrust to me, He is always ready to grant His grace. But souls do not always want to accept Him. You see, Jesus is always ready to give already all the graces that we ask for. But only the people, it's not the same way. Jesus said, "My heart overflows with great mercy for souls, and especially for poor sinners. If only they could understand that I am the best of fathers to them, and that it is for them that the blood and water flowed from my heart as from a font overflowing with mercy. For them I dwell in the tabernacle as King of Mercy. I decide to bestow my graces upon souls, but they do not want to accept them. You at least come to me as often as possible and take these graces they do not want to accept. In this way, you will console my heart." So I asked Faustina to take the graces that Jesus wants to give and that nobody wants to take. And then at least Faustina took. Once the grace is given, it's given. If nobody how say no, then go house B. Oh, how indifferent are souls to so much goodness, to so many proofs of love. My heart drinks only of the ingratitude and forgetfulness of souls living in the world. They have time for everything, but they have no time to come to me for graces. When we are saying we have no time, Jesus may ask one question. You have so much time for so many things. The word of Jesus says, "So I turn to you, chosen souls. Will you also fail to understand the love of my heart? Here, too, my heart finds disappointment. I do not find complete surrender to my love. So many reservations, so much distress, so much caution. So many to comfort you. Let me tell you that there are souls living in the world who love me dearly. I dwell in their hearts with delight, but they are few. There are, but not too many. Are you one of them? I dwell in the heart, in their hearts with delights, but they are few. In commons, too, there are souls that filled my heart with joy. They bear my features. Therefore, the Heavenly Father looks upon them with special pleasure. They will be a marvel to the angel and men. The number is very small. They are a defense for the world before the justice of the Heavenly Father and a means of obtaining mercy for the world. The love and sacrifice of these souls sustain the world in existence. Although a few, they sustain the world. Those good-hearted people. The infidelity of a soul, especially chosen by me, wounds my heart most painfully. Such infidelities are sought which peace my heart. In the rawest way, that means we are chosen and we don't live up to the call of Jesus. Hurt Jesus more than the Greek sinners. Of course, they hurt Jesus, but more hurt is from people who presumed that we say, Jesus, we love you more, but we don't. That's hurt. So let us be mindful the whole week. Jesus expects our simplicity, obedience. Just be simple, like a child. You remember she explained what's a child-like thing? A child doesn't look at the past, neither the future, but the present. So it's difficult, then. All our worries for the future, all our worries about the past and because of our sinfulness and mistakes and all that stop us to live better the present moment. All the distractions coming from all these, you know, when we say the prayer, our mind is flying, just like the Malaysian airline, don't know where to go. You just go overhead and then go away and don't know where, you know. So you have to pray more, concentrate.